Today's show is brought to you by Independence Day, celebrating America's three favorite things: freedom, alcohol, and explosives.
A noisemaker right here, boys.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Guess what day it is?
Today is National Made in the USA Day.
That's what America's built on.
Just quality. Quality all the way.
USA! USA! USA!
Made in USA
is what America's all about.
Made in USA.
Built in America.
Happy National Made in the USA Day.
Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
That was my Alexa impression.
Oh, okay. Take two. I'm sorry. I wasn't tracking on. Okay. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There we go. You can easily find our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. How do you do that? Well,
easy peasy.
You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
And she will.
And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darn simple. Mm. Even easier to get our podcast. That's a repack of the show segments. Sans the music that we play on the live channel. And
French for without.
Yeah. We repack it. It's full length and anatomically correct. And you can find that easily on the Alexa device as well.
Oh, where's our music? Where's our patriotic music?
I don't know.
You can find that on the Alexa as well. You can say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add that VA in there. You can also find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and even our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link. But if you search for it, just search the Mike Show VA. Got to add the VA in there.
Yep.
All right. On today's program, Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She is bringing James and Kelvin from DLA. That's the Downtown Lynchburg Association. Downtown Lynchburg Association is presenting fireworks on Friday the 5th in downtown.
Yep.
And so we're going to talk about that, talk about all the ways that you can celebrate. Be patriotic.
Yeah, you could wear a USA hat like I'm wearing right now.
You could, and it's a wonderful hat.
I had one.
I especially like your microphone.
It's t-shirt. My mic shirt.
Yeah, I like it. I love it, actually. I mean, that's we could.
Maybe for your birthday, I'll find you one.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
When's your birthday again?
That would be in March.
Oh, good. I got plenty of time to look.
You got plenty. Plenty of time.
Maybe I'll get it for you for Rosh Hashanah instead.
Well, and I knew her.
Yeah.
So just make sure that you get it in the 2X, because Tab gets me sometimes. I said Tab gets me sometimes. She gets me just a 1X,
1XL?
Just a regular XL.
Yeah.
And it's like.
No,
I'm like a sausage.
I like my T-shirts to be a little loose.
A little loose. Well, there are some styles though. And there are some material that looks really, really good, clingy. Just clingy.
Yeah,
and,
like saran wrap.
Well, no, there are certain shirts. And then if I were to get a bigger size, it would just look sloppy. But then there's just the regular old T-shirts that you wear.
Like a cotton T-shirt.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I like it to be nice and loose fitting and comfy. Yeah,
a little room in there.
Yeah.
In addition to Megan joining us today, We also have your five random facts and your stupid criminals and all that. We've got Audio Vault. We're going to tickle your ear holes with something fun. What are some things that, just off the top of your head,
okay,
things that used to be common but just sort of vanished?
Well, I mean, landline phones, especially rotary phones.
Very, very common. Mm-hmm. And they did just, you know, of course, the rotary phones went away completely and were replaced by the push-button phones.
Yeah.
And then,
which was a huge step forward, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could dial somebody up in a third of the time.
Sure. Here, let's dial up the internet right now. Let's here we go. See if we can connect.
This went away.
And it also just didn't sort of vanish. It was totally replaced.
Yeah.
You know, by all the broadband, and then the cable companies, you know, started getting into the interwebs business.
Right.
You know, but I still have my AOL. Here.
Yeah,
well, you've got mail.
Hey, we got mail.
Hey, good. Sounds like it's working.
Yeah.
Decent political candidates are long gone.
I agree with that 100%.
On either side of whatever aisle you're standing in.
Really? So that's a story that we've got. Some examples from Reddit. We'll talk about that. Things that used to be common but just sort of vanished. And then our top list. Top things that are vanishing at this very moment.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, at this very moment, they're just
as we speak
disappearing. Nice. So that's all on the way. That's the program. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, see ya.
Anyway, so how's your week been?
It's good. I played a decent round of golf yesterday.
Golf,
and it was a beautiful day, as you well know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What a day to play.
Yeah. The sky was like so vibrant.
Yeah, because you know why? Because it wasn't swampy, muggy, hazy yesterday. It was not. The humidity dropped down.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was beautiful, and it's also beautiful today. It was just a really nice day.
This morning was really, really nice whenever I took Fuzzy out.
Yeah, the Fuzzmeister.
I mean my dog, not anything else.
You better leave your Winklevoss out of this.
Well, my Winklevoss. Now, that's a different story.
That's a whole different story.
But I took Fuzzy the dog out for a walk this morning, and it was cool. It was nice.
It's amazing. Yeah. You didn't feel like you were walking into a blast furnace like 2 days ago.
Oh, God. Saturday, we were down in Danville. We had a concert event at Ballad Brewing.
Oh, nice.
And it, even at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, I walked out of Ballad Brewing, out of the air conditioning, and it was just like it hit me in the face.
Well, we went up to Charlottesville Sunday night for Jason Isbell at the Pavilion, and we were under that tent with, you know, 6,000 of our closest friends packed in there and no breeze, and it was just, you just sat there and sweated. I mean, he was great and well worth it, but Lord, it was
in your own funk. You marinated.
I did. I was tenderized by my own funk.
All right.
Well, anyhow, there we go. Too much information.
So we got that. We got all the show stuff for you. That is all on the way. We've got a sponsor. We actually do make a little bit of money on this. Enough to pay one or two bills.
Enough to pay the utilities, at least.
Oh, don't even get me started on the freaking utilities.
Well, I guess I just did.
You
My bad.
Just did.
My bad.
Have you looked at your power bill lately?
No, because I'm scared to.
Okay. So we are supposed to be on a budget plan, okay? And the budget plan averaged all of our bills from last year.
Yeah.
And then whatever that average bill is,
it's set the rate.
Yeah, that's the rate we're supposed to be paying.
So what happened?
Our average bill was $331 a month. Mm-hmm. Now, considering we have a big old place with drafty, single pane windows in some of the spots in the house, And so, you know, that's what we get. And, you know, you get a really, really hot, you know, a series of months like we're experiencing right now. And obviously, you know, some months would be really, really high. So it just averaged out. It was like $331 for electric.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they have changed what they deem as a late payment. Okay. And let me explain, Lucy. Okay. Because we are not late paying people. If you know Tab on anything,
no, she's the organizedest person I know.
Yeah, she is absolutely positively never late on anything, with the exception of when Maddie was.
She was a little late that month.
Yeah, but so they've changed the power company has changed what they deem as a late payment, and get this. If you don't pay your bill before the meter read, before the date that they read the meter, then they've considered your payment late.
Well, how do you know the date they read the meter?
Exactly. And that's what I asked the lady. I said, so I need to employ a psychic in order to tell me when the meter read, but well, you can just call in to. No, I'm not calling Appalachian Power
to find that out every
freaking
month.
And I'm not going to do that. And it clearly states on the bill, this is your due date. Okay, payment due date. Doesn't that suggest that that's
that
the
you
date?
Have until that
yes,
date to pay?
You have until that date to pay.
That's the way I interpret that.
Oh no! It's not Appalachian Power's determination of what is late. Late is if the meter read happens and you haven't paid your bill, even though it's not on the due. Not you know you haven't missed the due date yet. Then you're late.
That's bizarre, man.
And so they're going to tack on a late payment fee, and it's like on our bill it was like $4 or something. Somehow we just totally missed it, and there was we had to pay another late fee or something. Oh no, because we had been quote unquote paying late every month. Okay, not getting shut off. Paying late, they deemed that we should now pay a security deposit, which they've tacked onto our bill. Conveniently, they've tacked it onto our bill. So we had a bill that's supposed to be $331 turned into $640-some.
No.
Yes. Damn. Without any explanation,
or forewarning,
notification, nothing. It just went on the bill.
This injustice will not stand, man.
No, this...
You know, because that rug really tied the room together.
It really tied the room together.
Dude.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you.
No, that stinks. That's not even fair.
Is it legal?
I bet it's not illegal, because nobody's thought to make a law against it.
I'm sure, but, you know, come on, man. All these extra fees, and then just out of the blue, determining that you should have to pay a security deposit, and we're just going to conveniently add that to your bill. And if you don't pay it, then we're just going to shut off your electric.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what the situation is.
Well, they have a pretty good, big stick to wave at you and hit you over the head with. I'm irate. I know.
Got a big Winklevoss.
Yeah.
I can wave at them.
Well, be careful with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm irate about that.
Yeah, I'm...
That's ridiculous.
I'm livid, can you tell?
I've never seen you quite this livid.
So livid.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. And then this lady, and God love her, you know, I know she deals with a-holes all day long. And I know she deals with irate customers.
She doesn't actually have a lot of people calling saying, great job.
Yeah, no.
Not very often.
Absolutely
not. No.
Probably not. And I consider myself to be a very, very pleasant person when it comes to talking to people that have to deal with the public. I'm a professional. And I'm a nice guy. Okay, so I'm not the guy that gets on the phone and starts just yelling about things.
Right,
you know, I'm curious and I want to know how can my bill. We were supposed to be on this level bill thing.
Right,
how can my bill go from $331 now to $600 and some, and then $500 and some? You know, there's what are these fees and why are you tacking them onto my bill?
Hmm.
And she's like. And God love her. She's like, no, I'm trying to tell you that there's good news here. Uh-huh.
Really?
Okay. I can't wait. What's the good news? Well, if you pay your bill on time for 12 consecutive months, you'll get your deposit back. Oh, wait a minute. So
with interest?
Wow. Oh yeah, with interest. Okay. Hmm. So let me recap. So you're going to forcibly take my money because I have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't pay what you are telling me I have to pay...
Bit of a monopoly.
Then you're going to shut off my electric.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pay it. You're forcing me to pay it. You're basically holding a gun to my head and saying, give me all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, but if I employ a psychic...
Mm-hmm.
And that psychic,
or if I call you every month,
yeah. And that psychic can determine when the meter read is going to be, and then I get that payment in there before that meter read, I get my own money back. Wow,
that's what a great deal. Well, did you ask her why do they print a due date on the bill, and if I pay by the due date, why am I being penalized?
Yep, I did, and she said, oh no, that's the real date. Is by...
Oh, so they put a fake date on the bill. Come on, man.
We get this. All right. This rant...
Is hopefully over.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I need to find somebody...
good venting, though.
Yeah, I need to find somebody else to here we go. This rant is... Maybe not the rant, but the opening segment is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed, open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
New from Samsung, the Galaxy Throwback. If you feel like you're too plugged into technology, this is for you. It's an old school phone that you plug into your wall. Pick up the handset and hold it to your ear. The Galaxy Throwback includes 10 rotary digits that you spin with your index finger. You'll also receive a 3-foot coil cord that connects from the phone base to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part? There's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show.
That's a deal.
That is a deal. Oh, that's a deal and a half. I actually wouldn't mind having something like that. You know, we talked about this.
You mean a phone that's just a phone?
Just a phone. And you can get those burner phones that text. You can just dial. But
the drug dealers use.
There were people that were talking about. There was an actual inventor that created a rotary dial cellular phone, just for the fun of it. Yeah.
Some people really, you know, they're into that whole retro thing.
I might be down for that. So we're also talking about things that used to be common that just sort of vanished.
They're gone.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, wow.
There's some examples from Reddit included voiceovers in movie trailers. You know, in a world. They used to do that.
They used to all the time.
But now, you don't see voiceovers. You don't hear voiceovers.
You don't hear voiceovers. They just show you clips.
They just show, yeah.
And they always show you the best clips so that when you do see the movie, you've already heard the funniest joke.
You heard the funniest joke.
Or you've seen the biggest action scene. I mean, trailers are annoying that way.
I know, but I remember it used to be that movie voiceover guy. Mm. He was the same guy who did all the movies. In a world where blah, 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 dee, dee, dee. You know,
yeah,
that guy.
Exactly that guy. That's pretty good. Were you the guy?
He died.
Oh.
He died, and I think...
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
I think, thank you. And that's when I think it stopped.
They lost that one guy that did all of it.
Couldn't find a suitable replacement.
They didn't ask you. No. You could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, guess who I did replace as a voiceover guy?
Who that? Who?
Sir Patrick Stewart.
What?
What? Yes, Sir Patrick Stewart.
You replaced him as a voiceover
guy? I replaced him on one particular series of commercials in Pennsylvania.
That's impressive.
It was a company called GTE. It was one of the Baby Bells.
I remember GTE. Yeah, sure. I'm from up north.
So GTE had Sir Patrick Stewart, maybe before he was Sir.
Probably, if it was that long ago, you're right.
It was right around the time that he was on Star Trek: Next Generation.
Hmm.
When that was just getting going.
Yeah.
And Sir Patrick Stewart was the voice guy for a series of commercials, just about every commercial that GTE put out. And they had a copy change. I said they had a copy change. Yeah. And Patrick Stewart was out of the country filming on location and unavailable.
And you did it?
Our radio station was kind of the flagship station for production for certain accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted somebody that was not on the air on the regular. They wanted a different, unique voice, and they wanted me. Okay.
So you didn't have to do an impression of Patrick Stewart. You just did...
I did me.
You got good radio voice.
I did me. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple of us came in to read. And I read the script, and they circled back around, and they were like, all right, it's you. And so I got the gig, and I replaced, and not just that one commercial, every commercial moving forward for 2 years,
I
replaced Sir Patrick Stewart as the voice of GTE.
You should put that on your resume for sure.
For whatever,
I got rejected. I got rejected by a local TV station, which will remain nameless, one time for a voiceover because I wasn't excited enough. I think it was a car commercial.
Really?
And I couldn't get all, you know, worked up about the cars enough. So they said, yeah, we can't use you.
Nobody wants that, by the way.
I don't want that.
I personally...
I was kind of glad not to get it.
I personally would rather have a nice, even, normal approach to to car
buying.
Nobody
wants to be yelled at about their cars.
Yeah, that guy, I wouldn't go to any of his dealerships to save my life because I think he acts like an idiot.
Exactly.
And I know he's probably not an idiot, and he's probably a very, very smart guy.
But he plays one on TV.
Yeah, and yeah. I just wouldn't buy a vehicle from an idiot.
So anyway, I got rejected because I couldn't be a big enough idiot.
Okay. Here are some other things that have vanished over time.
Let's have it.
Think about some things that you have witnessed that have just, things that were common. Mm-hmm. But just vanished over time. You think about that, and I'll read some of these.
All right, I'll think about it.
All right, these were some of the examples from Reddit. Those shoes with the wheels in them, they call them Heelys.
Yeah. Now they don't do them anymore.
Well, they're still around, but they're not a huge deal
anymore.
They
were kind of fun.
Yeah. Prizes in cereal boxes. Mm-hmm. Some still do it, but they've mostly switched to QR codes, which isn't fun for the kids.
You used to be able to send offer stuff with 7 box tops and mail in box tops to get some kind of army ranger.
Yeah, or your decoder ring.
That too.
You can decode, from your Ovaltine, and you can figure out that it's just a commercial that says drink more Ovaltine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Picture in picture. You remember that feature on TV?
Yeah, I never used it. That doesn't exist anymore?
I don't know, but it was a huge deal.
I think my TV will still do it, but my TV's, 12 or 13 years old now.
It was a huge deal to be able to watch two things at once.
Actually, my TV's probably a good 15 years old, but anyway.
Oh, that's a good TV.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching TV while also using their computer and their phone, so who cares about picture in picture, right?
Yeah.
We mentioned the voiceovers and movie trailers. Paid lunch breaks. Do you remember 9 to 5 used to mean 8 hours? Mm-hmm. And you got a break on the company in the middle. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of companies switched to 8 to 5. Okay. And then that 1 hour, that's on you.
Yeah, it was non-paid time.
Correct.
You got an hour off, but it wasn't paid.
And at some point, everybody just took it on the chin and accepted that as the norm. And yes, they're required to give you a lunch break. No, they're not required to have to pay for it. So a lot of companies saved money by doing that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
So with that... Oh, and then Blockbuster and, all kinds of... Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Cassette tapes.
Why? The phones that plug into the wall.
I heard somewhere that they're bringing cassette tapes back. I have no idea why. It's because we all have cassette...
I don't know. The sound quality is not...
It was never great.
No, it's not going to be like...
CDs.
A sell point.
Compact discs.
Yeah, but here's the thing between, and I'm going to use vinyl, because vinyl is huge.
Vinyl's back.
Vinyl is back in a big way. You can buy brand new turntables.
Well, I have my turntable set up. I play it.
Vinyl is the truest representation of the sound, because it's literally the sound waves being pressed into the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the truest representation.
And purists will tell you that, the digital streaming and all that is substandard compared to vinyl.
Digital is software's interpretation, and this also includes compact disc. Mm-hmm. Digital is software's interpretation of what that sound should sound like.
Well, that was the big initial criticism of compact discs, where they were sterile and digital and not true representation.
Yeah. I mean, they're really, really close.
They're amazing.
Pretty darn good.
And now, most people can't tell the difference.
Now we've got to worry about AI creating music. I said AI creating music, and now the singer-songwriter might be irrelevant, but that's a topic for another discussion.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so with wheeled tennis shoes, cereal prizes, movie trailers with voiceovers, where did they go? When did they go?
It's mysterious.
I don't know.
They just went and no one told us.
Yeah, most importantly, what other rapidly disappearing things will soon join them in the whatever happened to ? Discussion? Find out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things that are vanishing at this moment.
Okay, good.
All right, here we go. Number one. Top things that are vanishing at this moment. Kelly Clarkson. Thanks, Ozempic. Things that are vanishing at this moment. MTV. Do you remember when they played music?
God, they used to be... That used to be the coolest thing going. You just watch these music videos. It was great.
All right. a little tangent. Mm-hmm. I'll interrupt. All right. Back when MTV actually played music and they were just getting started, yeah. And you couldn't get them on basic cable. You couldn't get them on all cable systems. Mm-hmm. You had to advocate for it. So do you mm-hmm. remember the whole I want my MTV
right.
ad campaign?
Yeah.
And the promos? So friends of mine went down to the beach, down to Myrtle, with their family for summer vacation.
Yeah.
And they came back, and their mom just complained the whole time because all the kids wanted to do was stay in the condo and watch MTV. They wow. wouldn't go anywhere. They wouldn't even go to the beach. They just wanted to stay inside and watch MTV.
And now they're, yeah, anyway.
That was
the precursor to people just having phones in their hands.
Tell me about
it. You sit in a restaurant and you watch two people across the table from each other, you know, texting on their phones and not even looking at each other.
I try and avoid that at all costs, and I try and get my kids.
I know that makes to me make sound sure like a fossil, but
no, it doesn't. It makes you sound like a concerned citizen.
Thank you,
and a good parent.
Thank you.
These are top things that are vanishing right at this very moment.
All right,
unopinionated people on Facebook. Kevin Costner's reputation at the box office. Top things that are vanishing right in front of our eyes, right at this very moment. Voicemails. My voicemail is full, and I don't even care.
Yeah.
I have no interest, and I should because I run a business, but I have no interest in listening to a voicemail. Send me an email, text me. If it's important, call me back.
If it's timely.
But I should have your number if we're gonna do anything.
Right.
Anyway, top things that are vanishing right at this very moment. The prestige of an Ivy League degree. jobs that don't expect a tip.
Oh man.
Top things that are vanishing right at this very moment. Justin Timberlake fans.
Yeah.
Sears.
Oh god.
Eye contact.
Vanishing, as we just said.
Top things that are vanishing right at this very moment. Joe Biden's shot at re-election. There we go.
Wow.
The Mike Show. Coming up.
Yeah.
We have news, and we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the dealership that doesn't scream at you to buy a car.
Thank goodness for that.
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. A Florida man was arrested for shooting down a Walmart drone, which deprived another Florida man of his beer, Twinkies, and smokes. Kevin Costner spent $38 million of his own money on Horizon. Unfortunately, he didn't listen to the voice in the sky that said, "If you build it, they won't come." Larry David is celebrating his 77th birthday today. Also celebrating the 30th anniversary of looking like he's 77. And July is National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Though if your name is Karen, please don't let that stop you from putting your phone on speaker and having a screaming conversation in the middle of a crowded Starbucks. This is not Headline News.
It really isn't. It's the Mike Show, however. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. We're really, really happy you could join us. Thank you for making us a little bit of a part of your day. Let's see, some news items or just some... I think this is more lifestyle stuff. What's the one meat option every solid 4th of July cookout has to have? Well, there's a new poll out there, and they put...
Here, let's get some sound effects for effect.
They put burgers at number one. Of course, you have to have hamburgers for grilling. Oh, my God. Followed by hot dogs, definitely. We just had... Yesterday, we all had a hankering for... We had brats. We had the German sausage. We had regular hot dogs. Steak also on the grill. You gotta have a steak. Gotta have a nice ribeye. Oh yeah, chicken. And speaking of ribs. Fish was voted the most underrated option to put on the grill. A good shark steak or a good tuna steak is excellent on the grill. I miss my grill. That's the one thing we were talking about in the share segment. We were talking about living downtown, and we don't have an outdoor space. We don't have a yard in our place currently, but we're probably going to end up finding another place. And maybe buying a house, but I'd like it to be in the downtown area. I really do. I miss my grill, man. I really miss it. Here are the top reasons people say they love to grill in the summer. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Number five on the list, it's easy. 34% say, yeah, it's just so much easier. Just fire up the grill. It's got to be propane. Bobby? It's got to be propane. You can't. I know a lot of people like the charcoal, but I feel like I'm eating nothing but I mean, it's like maybe it's the lighter fluid thing. Maybe I'm putting too much of it on, but I feel like I'm eating petroleum. But that's just me. It's a seasonal experience. 36%. So it's tradition to grill. Puts me in a good mood. 42% said that. Cooking outside is a nice change. 51% said that. And grilled food is delicious. It's also healthier for you because the fat drips down and much less fat. 63% agreed. Just grilled food is delicious. The top 10 also included it's fairly healthy there. It's quick. It creates a chance to spend time with loved ones, you know, out on the back deck. And I'm proud of my grilling skills. I am. Speaking of those skills, the poll also found women deserve more cred around the grill than they often get. Most Americans say it's an outdated idea to think that men should automatically man the grill. Anyway, coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know, maybe, who knows. All right, here we go, number one. Eleanor Audley, is that how you pronounce her name?
Eleanor Audley.
Eleanor Audley. Thank you. It's Eleanor Audley.
Eleanor Audley.
She's irritated. She was an actor who voiced the evil stepmother in Cinderella and voiced Maleficent, the antagonist in Sleeping Beauty. She also played Oliver Douglas's mom, Eunice, on the show Green Acres. Number two, drowning in cold water gives you a better chance of survival than in warm water. The cold water slows your heartbeat, gives you up to an hour to be resuscitated. In warm water, you're basically done in 6 minutes or less, you know, like pasta. Number three, the album that spent the most weeks on the Billboard Top 200 chart is The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. It spent 990 weeks in the top 200, which is more than 19 years, by the way. Number four, there is a Guinness World Record for the most prolific cannibal. It's a tribal chief from Fiji in the 1800s. His name is, how do you pronounce that? His name is...
Ratu Udri Udri.
Ratu Udri Udri, is that
Ratu
correct?
Ratu Udri Udri.
All right, thank you. He ate between 872 and 999 people. And then number five, speaking of eating, brushing your teeth didn't take off in the United States until after World War II. Soldiers came home and brought the habit with them. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep.
The Mike Show. It's the... What is today? It's the Tuesday...
Udry.
It's the Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly... place them in your ear holes. Yeah, that's all on the way. Plus, we've got your stupid criminals in the news, and we got a good news story for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show, the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. And you brought guests.
I did.
Each and every Tuesday.
Yes, yeah. Some of my favorite people.
Yes. So who'd you bring?
I brought some folks from the Downtown Lynchburg Association, or DLA for short.
Yeah.
We have James Ford, who's the marketing director, all the amazing marketing you see coming out of downtown.
Hello, James.
This dude right here.
Yeah.
And Kelvin Whitehurst, who is the business development coordinator for DLA. So they're here to talk about a bunch of different things happening. We're going to start with the fireworks coming up on the 5th.
Oh, yes. So tell us about that. What do you got planned for us? What can we expect?
Yeah, so our fourth year of fireworks on the riverfront is happening this Friday, July 5th, at Riverfront Park. It's going to be awesome. This is the first year that we are providing a live band. We have stilt walkers, fire throwers, 10 food trucks, activities for kids. It's going to be a great time. But it's going to look a little different this year because there's construction happening in Riverfront Park, which we were very excited about.
Yes.
Because there's a new amphitheater coming, but that means we had to pivot a little bit with the layout and the process of how things look this year. So,
but still, there will be all those things in Riverfront Park despite the construction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still going to be an awesome time, just like in previous years. Some things that look different. We are encouraging everyone to bring chairs for themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In past years, people have been able to throw blankets down and sit in the park, and that's still a possibility, but we're also utilizing the parking lot behind the Water Dog. And so there's a possibility that you may be on blacktop, or there's some hay down in the park. And so,
hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, we would encourage you to bring chairs.
Absolutely.
And be prepared for that.
Well, speaking of parking, you guys are working very, very hard to help people find parking in and around the area. And also, I understand that it'll be a little bit different getting in and out with the assistance of Lynchburg Police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are working to ensure that the time to get out from Jefferson Street is cut a little shorter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, two of the main parking lots on Jefferson Street are, one's going to be closed for construction, one's closed for the event. And so we've created a specific parking map for the event that highlights any lot that's open, and all of them are free on nights and weekends. And so there's not going to be any paid parking. And then there's plenty of street parking too.
Yeah.
And handicap parking along Jefferson Street, along the park. So,
And you might not know this figure off the top of your head, or you might.
It's over 1,000.
I'll quiz you. How many parking spaces are there in the Central Business District?
I believe it's over 1,000. I
believe it's higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than 50.
Maybe the business development coordinator knows.
We'll have it in the article.
Yeah.
we will
link it somewhere. And,
yes.
Yeah.
No, there is. And this is such a walkable city.
Mm-hmm.
And with the bluff walk and everything, that will make for just a great vantage point as well. So come and check it out. This takes place when?
The activities begin at 6. I believe music starts at 6:30, and then the fireworks show is right after dark around 9 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I also understand that there's additional lighting for afterwards, so the turnaround time will be a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and we've ensured that it's LED lighting, and so it'll cut on right away after the show, which just mitigates the
that'll make things a little
fear.
Bit quicker.
Yeah, it'll be
with the wrap up.
My pro tip from last year,
yes, please.
Is park up by Clay or Commerce, and okay. I know it's a bit of a. You know, it's a little bit of a walk back, but
a little bit.
You get out of there so much faster than, you know, if you're down here on Commerce or, you know, something like that, because you're out of the fray. So I think that's the pro tip. And you can just pop right onto the 29 or you get down to, you know, get out quickly.
I totally agree with that.
What
Megan said. Also, we have more restaurants, especially around the park that are open this year that weren't open last year. Yeah. You know, so go to El Mariachi, go to the Glass House, go to Depot, Water Dog, Waterstone,
the and Honor, like this hang Honor Bar. Hunger,
you know,
I've been there twice in 3 days.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's
Brussels
really nice.
Sprouts.
It's
have
really
y'all had nice. The Brussels?
Those are fire.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, there's lots of places.
And I hear there's also going to be like a hot dog eating contest going on. I think it's super rad.
It's super rad.
Yeah,
okay.
Very,
that's
real.
Yeah. Very American tradition.
Like the Coney Island thing.
Yeah.
Nathan's.
I'll be interested to know how it goes, but yeah.
I am also intrigued.
Did anyone tell Lynchburg General Hospital about that?
To be prepared.
To get the stomach pumps ready.
Be prepared.
Oh my God.
Be very afraid. Yeah. And this all takes place on Friday.
Yes.
Friday the 5th. You can learn more if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and type in Downtown Lynchburg Association, or go to your website. And this is important to find all the parking information and all that. Follow your social media as well. And where do folks find that?
Yeah, so the website is downtownlynchburg.com/fireworks. That has all the tips and tricks for before you arrive to during the event and then post-event.
Yep.
And then our Instagram is @downtownlynchburg, and same with Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to this. This is exciting. It's always nice. You know, this is something I got here in 2011, and this is something that we have collectively all, and I've lived downtown since I've been here. And this is something that we've all collectively been working towards, and just absolutely positively love the fact that new businesses are cropping up, new restaurants. You've got a great program that we're going to talk about in a little bit to foster new businesses and new business development downtown. Tons of activities. It's just, you know, I am so torn when we think about, you know, buying a house anywhere that isn't downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm on the struggle bus, man, because I work downtown, I live downtown, I walk everywhere, and I love it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put on my DLA board member hat for just a second here.
Please do, Bill,
and just say that, you know, a lot of people think the Downtown Lynchburg Association is fully funded by the city or this and that, and it's largely not. Mm-hmm. I mean, mostly DLA depends on donations and support. Mm-hmm. From local businesses. So if you like bright nights around Christmas time, if you like fireworks, if you like your city looking better and providing better businesses downtown, then as you consider donating, think about the DLA. Yeah. I mean, we need your support, and it's making Lynchburg more personable, more fun for out-of-towners. It's really enhancing our lives here in the community. So, you know, help us out if you can.
Yeah, that's a really good transition. Because the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation has been a donor towards the Launch OAH program at the DLA.
Okay.
And Kelvin can speak about that. It's just a really incredible program that GLCF is proud to be a part of.
Yeah, Kelvin, tell us about this. This Launch LYH is to spark new businesses coming into, and homegrown businesses coming into downtown.
Yeah, that was such a great segue, y'all. Yeah, yeah. I'm very impressed. But yeah, so the Launch OH
program.
We
do this for a living.
Yeah,
not our first day. Not our first day.
But yeah, so the Launch OH program, it's a program where it is 8 weeks of education provided by the Small Business Development Center. Definitely give shout outs to them. Check them out. Essentially, you go through this education program, and then by the end of it, there is like a Shark Tank-like panel that you pitch in front of to receive a certain amount of money. So in the previous year, in 2023, we had $115,000 in the pot. But this year we had $100,000, and ultimately five businesses were selected within each year. So some of the notable ones that came out of last year were Mosaic and Threaded on Main Street, mm-hmm. Super Rad, which is on 9th Street.
We love Super Rad.
Yeah, hot dog eating contest, plug again.
and I'm going to tell you, my kid had the choice of either a Super Rad membership or an Amazement Square membership. Mm. Now, spoiler alert, we gave her both because she's spoiled, get it? But her pick was Super Rad.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's 9.
That's awesome.
You know?
Wolfbane is one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big bad wolf is coming, or big good wolf. I don't know which one's better for marketing there. They will be coming downtown later this year in the fall. And then also Preem on 5th Street. And then, yeah, I believe that was
Easy
all.
Speak. Easy Speak.
Yes. How could I forget? Yeah. Yeah, the dance hall that literally just opened about 2-3 weeks mm-hmm. ago at this point. So, yeah, they're all doing amazing stuff. And we just announced our 2024 winners as well.
Okay.
And I can go on a list about those, but those are Frostfire, Sauna, and Cold Plunge. The Yard on 5th Street, that is going to be occupying the old 5th and Federal building. So if you've been seeing some motion around that, that is them.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have Honeybees, which is going to be on Main Street. So this is going to be taking the spot of the old Baby Bees boutique. And then we also have, let's see, Firebrick Pottery and then Squared Biscuit Company. So,
This is such a good list.
Yeah.
Great. Humped for those biscuits.
Yeah.
It is so cool to see so many new businesses coming into downtown. And man, that's just, we just need more things and more stuff, and you guys are doing it.
I am happy to announce that we did also get funding for a third year, so it's going to be coming back in 2025.
Nice.
So.
Congratulations.
Start writing your business plan.
Yeah, start writing your business plan now, and you probably see some word buzzing about that later this year. But
we should start a radio station.
Oh, I think we did.
Never mind.
I think we did. So, although, we are opening up the new Commerce Street Podcast Studios.
Yes, we are.
That will be open to the public. Maybe we might have a shot
at
this.
Studio
3B upstairs.
It sounds so New York when you call it Studio 3B.
It is. It's Studio 3B.
Studio 8H.
I think you got a pitch here, Mike.
Perhaps. We might.
There we go.
So Downtown Lynchburg Association, check them out for pretty much everything that is going on downtown. Fireworks this Friday. It's going to be fantastic. We're really, really looking forward to it. And thank you, guys. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Megan, what's going on with Cher?
Well, we're just working this summer real hard to get all of our nonprofit partners pages updated, make sure we're getting volunteer opportunities and events, board opportunities, internships, anything updated on your page so that we can really launch fall in a really strong way. We have 179 nonprofits.
I see that
and,
now.
And there's more coming and some folks expressing interest in getting on board. So that continues to grow and continues to grow the footprint of the page as a whole. We have a Lunch and Learn coming up on Thursday, July 18th, and that's going to be at Central Virginia Community College, and we'll get a tour and sort of hear an overview of what they're doing for community outreach over there. That'll be all be in our newsletter today. We're going to do a special edition of our newsletter on Tuesday. We typically send out on Thursday, but because of the holiday and because we want to promote all these amazing July 4th week events, we're going to go ahead and send that out today. So you'll see all these links coming your way and opportunity to sign up for the Lunch and Learn. And just if you host a share page, make sure you're updating it with a lot of great content because we have a great fall coming up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, why? It's free. So get with ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and learn about how you can benefit from this platform. It's absolutely positively free. And one thing I didn't ask, do you guys still need volunteers for mm-hmm. any of the events that are upcoming?
Yes, we still need volunteers for fireworks. So if there's anyone interested, you'll get a DLA shirt. We'll have some snacks and water, and it'll just be a good time to hang with us.
Is there a certain age requirement for that?
I'm going to throw out like 16 and up.
Okay, great. 16 and up.
All right. You can check that out if you go to either Share or your website, which again is very easily
downtownlynchburg.com.
Yeah. Find the volunteer opportunities, click the link, and join us for fireworks. Well, gang, and Megan, did we cover anything for.
That's great.
We're
happy,
good.
Happy 4th.
All right. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, it's World UFO Day. Have you seen something in the sky that you truly believe was a UFO? Well, you're not alone. Unfortunately, many have been called out for being crackpots, though.
All those lights we thought was a UFO.
Whoa, looky there!
Turns out it was a big drone show.
What?
It was over our heads.
I knows what I seen.
Over our heads, but it sure looked real.
It did. That is a UFO.
Is it something they missed?
Turn government.
Over our heads, because I know they exist.
Yeah, I swears I seen it.
Mm-hmm. Life is a lot easier, I guess, when your parents are celebrities. You know, like getting into this hot new nightclub called Club Nepo.
Ronnie James, you were just drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers because of who your dad is. Where will you celebrate?
Club Nepo.
Where the only ID you need to get in
is your parents.
Come party with Dakota Johnson.
Mom actress, dad director.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mom actress, dad producer.
Jaden Smith.
Mom bald, dad temperamental.
With music by Sean Lennon.
Dad, Beatles. Mom killed the Beatles.
And Miley Cyrus.
Dad, punchline.
That sounds like fun. Can I come in?
Who's your mom?
Well, she's a librarian in Tacoma.
Security!
Hey!
Club Nepo.
Because it's not who you know.
It's who you came from.
Yeah, it is. A chicken in Canada broke a world record by correctly identifying 6 letters, numbers, and colors in a minute. Here's veterinarian Emily Carrington giving an example of the meticulous and intense way she taught the chickens to do this.
Some of the chickens are doing really well, so I'm going to make a trial and test them and see how they're doing. I would give each chicken 6 chances to get it right, and I would draw the D and the B randomly out of a bag to see which would go on the left and which would go on the right. When I was practicing with the D and the B, I used the same letter, so the D got continually pecked and it became a little bit discolored. And I think the chickens learned to tell the letters apart based on the shape and the color and the little dents rather than the way the letter was facing.
And then they were delicious. I said they were delicious. Let's see. Oh, that's horrible. But we'll save that for stupid criminals. Okay. So The Simpsons. Have they predicted the future again? Some believe that an episode in 1992 predicted that however she pronounces it, the Hawktooey girl. Here's a scene with Bart, smitten with a neighbor girl, voiced by Sarah Gilbert. She ends up hawking and spitting in Bart's hand. Now, here, it's a stretch, but listen.
I was going to tell your fortune.
Huh?
Oh, man, you're going to be rich.
Whoa.
There's your mansion. There's a tennis court. And there's a swimming pool. See you later, Bart.
I'll never wash this hand again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is a stretch. Some should get a life outside of Cartoon Land. Let's see. Do we want to do another one with her? No. What is this? Cyndi Lauper will embark on her farewell tour later this year. She was recently asked about her first hit song and said she almost didn't record Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
It was written by a man for a man. One, it's not the same point of view. Two, I did try and sing it like him, and it sucked. Because you can't try and sing it like Robert Hazard. I didn't sound good. You might as well just listen to his version. Instead of, oh, Daddy dear, we are the fortunate ones, you could literally say, oh, Mama dear, we are not the fortunate ones, because we're not. And we all heard what it could be.
Get this music going. Here's part of the original version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Robert Hazard. Cyndi Lauper changed the lyrics from father to mother and fortunate to unfortunate. Here, listen. Alright, now that came from YouTube. It clearly sounds like it's off of a cassette tape. Reportedly, Robert never wanted to release it. I can't understand or believe for the life of me why. Speaking of music, Andrew Ferris is best known for being part of the band NXS, but now he's taking his musical talents to the country world. He was recently asked what everyone's obsession is with country music all of a sudden. Here's his answer.
I think that because country music's good, and I think the songwriting part of it is still intact. The blending of music genres, I think that's cool anyway. Music has always done that. It's always progressed, you know, from somewhere and gone somewhere. And we're just seeing something else again. And I think it's fascinating that Post Malone and Beyonce, you know, are coming into that world. I think it's amazing.
Yep. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedians sometimes have to spend the 4th of July away from home. Here's Matt Fugate on touring during Independence Day. I think I got it right.
I'm working the club in Omaha, and they're closing the 4th of July, naturally. The staff is really cool. They're like, hey, why don't you come out and watch fireworks with us? And I thought that meant that we were going to go to the fairgrounds. No, we were just going to sit in someone's yard and watch the damn town go off, man. For 3 solid hours, everybody in Omaha had bottle rockets, Roman candles, man. One of the people at the party, he's a bartender. He's got a box of professional-grade fireworks. He's gotten them as a tip. Apparently in Omaha, fireworks are currency. And you know how guys are with their explodables. He's showboating a little bit. He set it up in the middle of the street. It's got its own special launch pad. Takes a cigarette. That's how you light them in Omaha. Lights the fuse and off it goes. Boom! Shockwaves are knocking children to the ground. The four horsemen of the apocalypse ride up. Hey, is it time yet? Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. We'll come back later. And as the dust settles, a silence falls over the whole neighborhood. As you can tell that every red-blooded Omaha man has just realized that the bar has been raised. It's time to get serious. They're calling up to their wives. Come on, honey, get that stuff I stole from the base out of the attic. Come on now. Yeah, bring the guidance system, too. We're going nuclear on the Johnsons this year, honey.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here
Fugate.
Fugate? It's not Fugate? All right, whatever. Let's reach over here and lovingly do this and then press that and then do this. And then we got to do that. And then we got to stop that and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we're going to get stupid. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, yeah. Hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. Are you a guy who actually likes to cuddle? Well, look this lady up. It sounds like she might be single. A 22-year-old woman named Jillian Fungun, anyway, was arrested in Seminole, Florida on Sunday after her boyfriend refused to cuddle and she bit him in the face. Police say it all started Saturday night when she tried to engage in some physical intimacy and he wasn't interested. They say she got rejected again the next morning when she continually tried to cuddle with him. Then things got physical, but not in the way she planned. She allegedly yanked his chest hair. Scratched his face and bit him on the forehead and then broke his phone. She's facing charges for misdemeanor domestic battery, and a judge ordered her to have no contact with the boyfriend, so he might be her ex now.
Did you just bite me?
No!
Okay. Then there is this. An Australian family is accusing an Italian restaurant of serving them insect killer.
I mean,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Instead of cranberry juice, here is the entire Lemon family talking about the experience.
The cranberry juice came. My daughters went to gulp it down, and they both spat the cranberry juice out and said it's poisoned.
It's like really disgusting, and like how you'd expect like insect repellent to taste like.
It felt like somebody had poured fire in your stomach, and I was scared that I was going to die. And it felt like you had pins and needles in your arms and legs.
Oh, good Lord. All of the members were monitored by doctors and are unharmed so far. Police in Northern California pulled a guy over. Oh, that's the sound? Okay, here, wait. Let's do this. Yeah. Police in Northern California pulled over a guy for driving with no headlights on Saturday. Then they found out he was wearing a Jason mask. He had an unregistered AR-15 in his back seat. A Donnie Ephraim was booked for possession of an assault weapon. Good call on the music. Thanks. Yeah, it really made a difference. And then this is just absolutely positively horrific. This is every parent's nightmare when you entrust your kid and put them on the bus or expect that they're going to ride the bus home. A 5-year-old girl was left on a bus during summer school in Louisiana for 5 hours. Here are her parents, Danielle and Reynard Roll, talking about what had happened.
She didn't get breakfast. She didn't get lunch. She was on that bus in this hot heat for 5 hours. She walked up and down the bus. She was telling us she started crying, and she stopped crying, and she started praying to Jesus for Jesus to help her.
That's crazy. No child should have to go through that.
Yeah, really. The 5-year-old came out of the situation okay. But man, oh man, that's just horrific. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let me pull up those. Here we go. A 9-year-old girl in Pittsburgh named Ivy Larson had to say goodbye to her. Take two. A 9-year-old girl in Pittsburgh named Ivy Larson had to say goodbye to her. Why am I stumbling on that? Take three. A 9-year-old girl in Pittsburgh named Ivy Larson had to say goodbye to her cat, Steve, last month when Steve passed away at the age of 16. And she wanted to honor his memory in some way. So she set up a lemonade stand in front of her house and gave all the money to a cat rescue called Nose to Tail. She raised $150 and plans to do it again on the 4th of July this week to raise even more money. And that is the good news. Do we have another one? Okay. A guy from Tennessee was scratching off a $20 lottery ticket in a store and told the clerk that if he hit the jackpot, he'd never eat bologna again. Well, we'll see if this man, if he's a man of his word, because he hit for $1 million. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Let's do this. Share screen, click on that, boom. All right, today, join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg, Three Roads Brewing, for Blues Day Tuesday. We have the music. An extraordinary musician named Ashley Sutton is going to be joining us. He is incredible. 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. It's a free show. You don't pay anything except, you know, for whatever you buy beer. You know, whenever you buy beer. Buy a beer, please. Please to be buying a beer. Join us at Three Roads Brewery. Tonight, Blues Day Tuesday with Ashley Sutton for a free show from 6 to 9 p.m. We will be there as well with the prize wheel. We'll have prizes and giveaways, including your chance to win free Jersey Mike subs, free Three Roads $3 tokens that you can use for $3 off a brew. Plus, there will be happy hour pricing as well. Blues Day Tuesday tonight at Three Roads. Come and join us. And then on Saturday, let me pull up that graphic real quick. On Saturday, you can join us. We are going to be there with Santa Claus. Let me find the find it. See all events. Yes, there. Christmas in July is in full swing. We want to thank Jamerson Lewis for donating a tree. They put up a tree and all the decorations in the tap room yesterday, and that tree is going to be that is going to be raffled off. You can actually bid on it throughout the month of July. The highest bid takes the tree, all the decorations, everything. They get it. They take it home with them at the end of the month. We have Christmas in July with Santa Claus. Yep, the real Santa Claus. If you're watching our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, you can clearly see that that is the real Santa Claus. He's going to be there along with the Love LYH vendors. They've got Christmas Market 11 to 4. Pictures with Santa Claus from 1 to 3, and then live music Saturday night. That's all happening at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg this Saturday, July the 6th. It's Christmas in July the entire month. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?